From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Walk down Market Street in Stanton, Virginia, in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley, and you pass an eclectic array of Victorian buildings. Then go inside number 10, which used to be a turn-of-the-century insurance building, and you find yourself in a 21st-century lobby that's not completely finished. When you go through the lobby doors, four centuries vanish. It's an Elizabethan theater. A work in progress that opens for business later this month. The theater is a replica of the Blackfriars, the indoor London theater where upscale audiences saw the plays of Shakespeare with a roof over their heads, unlike the groundlings standing in the uncovered yard of the Globe Theater.
But it does look, it looks just to me as though it would plan that way. It looks nice. It looks like a, I mean, it looks like it circles the room on purpose. Though.
Well, that's Ralph Allen Cohen, an English professor at nearby James Madison University, and architect Tom McLaughlin. Cohen is a co-founder of the Shenandoah Shakespeare Express. It's a touring company based in Stanton, and the Blackfriars will soon be its home base. Architect McLaughlin researched the Blackfriars from descriptions in leases and other documents. There's no blueprint of the theater, which by today's standards is very small.
Originally, it was the original Blackfriars was 76 by 46 on the interior dimensions. We're slightly bigger than that. We're 50 by 69. And the reason for that is the contemporary codes, the egress safety issues that require a little more circulation space for us. And also, the Elizabethans were, we think, about 10% smaller than we were. So
we deserve a bigger theater just for being bigger.
Yes, right.
The Blackfriars Theater in Stanton opens on September 21st. When we visited last week, the carpenters were still at work, and the interior, the walls, the stage thrust forward, the benches, enough to seat 300, the balconies that wrap around the stage so that some spectators would be behind the action, all of it was beautiful white oak. To Tom McLaughlin's chagrin, when the Elizabethans saw unfinished wood, they instinctively covered it. They were compulsive painters.
They would paint things to simulate precious stone. They liked color, they liked vivid color. I think their environment was fairly drab. So the theater was a special experience, a special environment.
But attention there. I mean, you don't want people coming into the theater and saying, well, this is authentic, but it's authentically hideous. I mean, you don't want
exactly.
it to be a bad
well,
experience.
And this is one of the debates that's ongoing, is exactly how to treat the decorative scheme of the theater. And we're currently doing research on that to see what direction we go.
Are you looking for a way out here? Is that what you're searching
kind of
for?
In a way, the theater, I think as it exists, is so beautiful, the quality of the wood and so forth. It's going to be hard to paint that stuff.
That's architect Tom McLaughlin. Ralph Allen Cohen and his co-founder and co-director of the Shenandoah Shakespeare Express, Jim Warren, produce Shakespeare's plays as they figure Shakespeare produced them. For example, there are no sets, and they leave the lights on in the entire space during performances.
And when you do that, then there's no such thing as a long sort of monologue or soliloquy. What you've got is however many eyes you connect individually with, you've broken the speech into that many parts. And for that reason, our audiences frequently will say to us, you know, well, that was just great. I love Shakespeare when it's translated into modern English. And we'll say, well, but we don't change a word. And they say that can't be because we understood it all. But what was happening is that they weren't getting this big, indigestible amount. They were being engaged in each part of the speech.
And with the lights on the audience, not only can the actor see the audience and talk to them and include them in the world of the play the way we think Shakespeare did, but in this kind of configuration, in this space, audience members can see each other as well. So it becomes a community. And the crowd, in addition to the actors, become Henry V's army, the way we think Shakespeare designed it.
There will be seat backs for rent at the Blackfriars, but Ralph Allen Cohen says theatergoers may also sit, as they would have done in Shakespeare's time, on benches, which could prove pretty tiring.
But the difference it could make is remarkable. Because when an audience leans forward, because they don't have any way to lean back, it pushes this kind of energy toward the actor. It's a different environment. So even though it seems like a really minor thing, it can change the show and for the better.
The electricians and carpenters took a break to let two actors in the company, James Ricks and Allie Glenser, in for their first look, their first walk around a stage that they'll soon be working on. Ricks in just a few weeks as Hamlet.
It's just breathtakingly beautiful. I mean, I've never stood on the stage before, and you're sort of getting a sense of what it'll be like with an audience filling all of these seats, all of these tiers. There's just audience everywhere.
Whew. Well, I'm sitting front row center, and you guys are awfully close to me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so intimate. I mean, even the farthest wall seems like I could touch them. It's amazing.
Well, do your equivalent of kicking the tires a little bit for us. So let's see how you would speak in this way.
Speak the speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you trippingly on the tongue. But if you mouth it, as many of your players do, I had as lief the town crier spoke my lines. You're not going to miss many lines here in this space.
No,
it's pretty live. Gosh. It's pretty nice.
You try?
Yes, we've heard the...
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, what's the difference between saying this to a couple of hundred people who, you know, it's all light. We know you can see us. We know you can see our faces, which really isn't the case in a dark theater.
I love it because I like being able to see the effect, to feel their energy back when they get excited. It feeds the energy, helps me be more connected in the world of the play.
Touring around, we've performed at all kinds of different venues, and some of our favorite stories are those crazy venues where we play at an outdoor gig where there's traffic going by or bums kind of walking by and shuffling down and sitting with us on stage, which happened at one point. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people might complain about that kind of thing, but it certainly makes you a little more aware of your environment, mm-hmm. Which I think is helpful for me anyway.
Also, how much theater happens all the time if you just finally awaken yourself to it. I mean, it might be that somebody across the way that's picking their nose or whatever is kind of fascinating to watch for a few minutes other than us, and that's a little upsetting, but it's also very cool that people will start thinking of their spatial awareness rather than just sucked into a TV or a movie, that where they are in a room and who's they're sitting across from, and then us, you know, we get to attack or enjoy the people and how they behave.
And that's one of the cool things about theater. It's mm-hmm. just, it's live and unpredictable, and that's what makes it all the more delicious.
James Ricks and Ali Glenzer of the Shenandoah Shakespeare Express. Professor Ralph Allen Cohen takes heart from the success of London's model of the Globe Theater. In fact, he wants to build a model of the Globe in Stanton, too. He says this pursuit of authenticity is not just a gimmick for the tourist trade. It's about experiencing a different kind of theater.
We're not about ye olde Shakespeare, Six Flags Over Shakespeare, any of that. We're very much about recovering possibly lost joys. And let's recover them and let modern playwrights start writing for an audience that's visible. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Ralph Allen Cohen of the Shakespeare Shenandoah Express, whose Blackfriars Theater opens in Stanton, Virginia on September 21st with a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. This is NPR, National Public Radio.